Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned for the next hour to feel the instant relief as you tune in to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time on The Truth is Funny. We are sharing stories of amazing visionaries and speakers and authors that I have met along my travels teaching Dr. Cam Ewan's Ewan Method technique to people around the world. These people that I have on my show are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. What if you discovered at the ripe old age of 5 that you are a spiritual being, and by the age of 13 that you had completed your search for your self-identity through organized religion and through your upbringing, and you realized that you needed to look further? Encouraged by his mother to always keep learning, our guest was immersed in Freud and Carl Jung, and along with other forms of psychology from the age of 14, and his late teens and in early 20s, he began to do experiential workshops from Werner Erhard Seminars Training, which is EST, SAGE, and Clear Mind International Institute. Our guest has been sharing his insight and counseling others for over 15 years now. Today, I have enlightened thinker Tim Wheatley here to tell us more about his journey. Tim is also an inner convergence therapy counselor, a Kindle best-selling author, and creator of the most transformational breathwork meditation CD on the market today. Let's welcome Tim Wheatley to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Colette. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wide awake at this early hour this morning.
That's probably unusual for you. I'm just teasing you. So, Tim, tell us, I remember the first time I ever met you was over the phone, and you had called me. I think I had a free certificate at that time to have a UN session, and that was quite a few years ago now, and it's just a pleasure to have you on here. I remember I phoned you to do a session, and I don't know, how long did we talk?
Well, it was just a short 15 minutes that it was supposed to be, and after 4 hours on the phone, I finally got tired, and my throat was really sore, and I was like, Colette, honey, I think that 15 minutes is over by now.
Yeah, it was so interesting because you've had so much happen in your life, and you've gone so far out of your way to develop, you know, in so many ways. And so what I was wondering is if you could tell me what happened to you when you were at the age of 5. And, you know, you kind of decided to shift and get off the pot, like my dad used to say, and become a spiritual and explore spirituality in such a deep way.
Well, at the age of 5, we used to have friends come over unannounced about 3 times a year. And every time all of a sudden I would get like a weird little tickle at the back of my neck. And I would say my spider senses were tingling, and I knew they were coming. I would go, oh, my God, they're showing up tonight. And my mom at that time would go, no, we don't. They've not called or anything. How do you know? And I said, no, I know they're coming. I know they're coming. And that started it, just with this little tingle. Then I started paying attention to that. And I could tell when things were going to happen before they did. I would get out of the street as a kid, just as a car came around the corner that wasn't expected and was just driving crazy. And I've always had that voice that it came from that tickle, and I've paid attention to it throughout my life. So from five, I started to question things that I was being taught on a regular basis, because I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, which really contradicted being psychic. My sister as well is psychic as well. And my mom always said, just keep learning. Whatever you do, don't stop learning. So I started to investigate why I was the way I was and why people were the way they were, which got me into psychology by 13 and 14. And these started to answer some of the questions on a psychological basis. But again, my mom's voice kept saying, you have to keep learning, don't stop learning, which got me into more of the spiritual realm and working through the processes of disconnecting what I thought was me to what I really am. I also was blessed to be taught at a very early age. From now looking back, I can see them as enlightened masters. But at the time, I had no idea who the heck they were. They just had some really interesting thoughts.
Well, that's amazing, like, at such a young age to, you know, the universe kind of steers us on our course. And so just tell us a little bit about that. Like, what were you studying by the time you were 13? Because you were already well on your way by then.
Yeah, by the time I was 13, there was an East Indian gentleman in Edmonton who I sort of snuck out to listen to, because it was going against how I was being raised. And at that term, it was wrong. So I snuck out. I guess most kids at 13 or 14 are sneaking out to get into trouble, where I'm sneaking out to hear some enlightened master talk and teach people how to breathe through their nose and different kinds of breathing. At that time, I started studying about the different breath, and I could feel things weird in my body just from breathing. And I thought that was one of the most peculiar things, how people walk around breathing all the time but don't understand that it's an unconscious act. But when I started breathing consciously, I noticed tingles in my body. I could, even at that point, I was doing transcendental meditation, and I could travel out of my body. And these were things that were just unexplained and confusing to me without having more depth. And again, my mom's voice kept coming in my head saying, just keep learning, just keep learning. So at that point, I kept studying. I mean, I did, hey, don't get me wrong, I was out there partying as well and having fun skiing up at Jasper all the time. I mean, I did have, like, some normality as a teenager.
Well, it's important for everyone to understand that we are, you know, when you go on a spiritual journey as that, you want to make sure that, you know, your physical body is supporting you, because we live in a third dimensional world. And so many people that I've spoken with have a tendency to be, you know, when they are on this journey of finding who they are, a lot of times they'll get involved in some like real extreme sports and, you know, like skiing and biking and kayaking, that sort of thing, because you need an outlet for all of that energy. Is that what you were, is that what you were doing when you were a teenager? Because that's really young, and to find people your age to communicate with that were at that level, you know, would be a little bit challenging.
Yeah, it was challenging. Wasn't the word. I would say virtually impossible. Because everyone that, I mean, even going on later on, in my teens at 16 and 17, everyone that I knew were going out drinking and partying all the time. I would periodically go, but I just couldn't understand what they were doing. It made no sense to me. I was just sort of lost with that.
Yeah, because even now these days, when I've been sharing these teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, and for the last 4.5 years, and I've been traveling around, and I find it really, really cool that I have quite a few, high school students show up, and they're really, really interested in this now. So there's been definitely been a shift since when I first started, even in the last 4 years, where there's a lot more teenagers and younger people that are wanting to find out more about this.
And I think part of that is now we have access to information that we sure didn't have when I was a kid. And it doesn't take hardly any time at all to Google something, and you'll find the some information out there.
Yeah, that's what's so awesome these days with all that information. It's so easy. You know, before we used to have to travel so far, and now we can just go online. So when we you are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're going to take a break right now. When we return, we will hear more about Tim and his Breathwork CDs, and also about The Soul Just Knows. And we'll stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
To The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Hi, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is Tim Wheatley, who is the creator of Bliss Breath, which is a rebirthing breathwork CD. And before we continue, can you please share your contact information with us, Tim?
Yep. My website is www.blissbreath.ca, and you can contact me at tim@blissbreath.ca.
Cool. And you also have another website that you had mentioned here, and that is The Soul Just Knows. That's more about your journey before you did the Bliss Breath. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's a lot of the struggle that I went through learning over the years. I've been blessed, like I previously mentioned, to study with enlightened masters all over the planet. By the time I was 25, though, I had gone into Buddhist. I became a Tendai Buddhist monk, part of a martial arts training that I was really immersed in. And I started doing breath work even then. I'm just going back, realizing that I've been doing specializing in breath work from the time I was 13, then teaching my own form of breathing at 25. And the thing that I noticed is our technology is really expanded. We have new ways of doing things that we didn't have 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And this happened, like I said, I enjoy experiencing different things in my life. And part of that was going to a rave. I went to see Paul Oakenfold live in concert, and I was amazed at the beat and the sound of this trance club music coming out. And I noticed that there was a special beat in the background of this trance music that Paul Oakenfold was playing, Master DJ Spinner. And I'm watching how he raises a vibration in a room of dancers and ravers. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me that the beat that they're doing is absolutely perfect for breath work.
Ah.
And that amazed me, because the normal meditation music that's out there is sort of airy-fairy and lovey-dovey. And our Western mind doesn't work that way. The Eastern mind, if you come from a village in, say, rural India or rural Tibet, you may have a couple of cars that go through, and maybe three new people go through your village. And that mind is very quieted all the time.
But yeah, it's easy to be Zen when you're all by yourself and you're not in the middle of like a big city, you know, with children and a job to get to and all that other stuff. I feel like the real masters are the ones that are living a kind of a normal life and getting through it. But continue on.
Well, that was part of it, because I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. I've been to India. I lived in a cave. I studied with an enlightened master over there. I've done that side too. But when you go downtown Vancouver on a busy rush hour, you have more people pass at one intersection at one traffic light than you do going through that village. Yeah. And our Western mind, it wanders so much. If you ever try just to sit and quiet your mind, all of a sudden, all of those thoughts keep coming into your head, like, oh my God, you know, I got to pick up my kids after this, then I got to do this and I got to do that. And our Western mind does not slow down. And so that's when I came across the technologies and the music to put into this Bliss Breath 7 Chakra Rebalancing CD. It utilizes trance and club music, which keeps our Western mind so focused that it doesn't wander. I utilize technologies in here which are binaurals and isochronics and self-fellatio frequencies.
Explain that to us. What are those?
The simplest way of explaining it is if you've got a sound coming in on your right ear, which is 107 hertz, for example, and your left ear is 100. Well, mathematically, the hundreds cancel out, and it leaves 7 in your left ear. And that 7 corresponds with different parts of the brain which are activated. So if, say, for example, you want to get into a deep meditation, really deep, meditating like a monk from a small village, what happens is the frequency that I use corresponds with that part of the brain, and the binaurals work on the right and left brain and ear and right and left hemisphere. And it works best with headphones. The isochronics that I put in on another layer actually work without headphones. So whether you do the breath work with headphones or without headphones, you're still getting the same results. Sophalgeal frequencies are specialized frequencies that work at tuning the chakras. Originally, sophalgeal tones go all the way back to some of the ancient Gregorian hymns, how they were originally sung. And when I utilize all of these, all of a sudden, the chakras and a tune as every 7 minutes of the breath work, your breath increases and the vibrational frequency increases as well for each of the chakras going up. So as you breathe over a period of about an hour, those energies are opened up. Your chakras are opened up and you experience the release of some of these blocks. And I say breath work because it's a conscious connected breath. There's no stopping. You just continue to breathe. And what happens over this period, you will all of a sudden feel in your body different places where some of these mistaken beliefs that you've had as children get anchored in. You may feel on your shoulder somewhere a pain all of a sudden appear and a memory of a parent grabbing your shoulder right there in that spot. You may have experienced bursitis in a shoulder and not understand why your shoulder hurts. And then all of a sudden, that exact same spot where that bursitis or that pain in the shoulder is, was where your parent's thumb held you and shook you as a kid. And as you're doing breathing, it bridges the unconscious with the conscious. I say there's nothing out there right now that is so simple as breathing that bridges your conscious world with your unconscious. And once that unconscious is open, you'll feel and experience a release, or even it might just be a simple understanding of where some of these issues that your current experience in your life are come from.
I have used your Bliss Breath CD for myself personally. And really, I'm a UN Method mastery instructor, and I like to do things fast, quantum speed. And so I can get with that CD, that explains why I enjoy yours, is because that beat behind it. It keeps me like it. I can really move some energy to that. I've also used your Bliss Breath CD when I'm for my Reshiba classes, which I do the odd time. I teach sometimes. It's more like gatherings, and we use that CD. And between the Bliss Breath and everybody, it just gets everybody into the same place really quick. And then when you're doing behind-the-scenes energetic shifting, a lot of stuff comes up. And I find that the Bliss Breath puts people into a space where they're really open to being energetically shifted. And so I have some amazing results from using that. And so I want to thank you for that gift you gave me of that CD a while back.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. I've noticed that as well. Now, bringing in the Yuen energy and the Yuen method, working with groups that I do breathing meditations with, or one-on-one, which I do here in Vancouver, of counseling sessions with a special program that I developed called Inner Convergence Therapy, which takes the bridging of the unconscious, which happens to be your past and the mistaken beliefs that happened as a kid. And all of those are what's holding you back. I said there's a lot of people that jump on a spiritual path or start doing all of this work. And it, to me, it's like this. My kids used to enjoy this so much. It was an inflatable game. And what they did is they connected a harness with a bungee cord. And they would run down this little aisle as fast as they could and get thrown back on their butt. They loved that. They thought it was hilarious. And as soon as I saw that, I said, you know, there's a lot of spiritual people that do that too. They want to use, they want to do this as a quick fix. And they keep running as fast as they can down a spiritual path, only to get thrown back on their butt, not realizing they have to disconnect before they can actually proceed any further. And that's where the inner convergence therapy work and the workshops that I do here in Vancouver and the breath work on disconnecting that cord so that you can actually continue down your spiritual path.
That's really cool. I, for myself, what I find is that so many people, as you said, you want to be careful about going on a spiritual journey and then not looking after, and not being balanced in your body and your mind and your spirit, because what can happen, it can be very difficult to manifest in this third dimensional world if you're not in your body and you're not, it's difficult to produce on this earth unless you're traveling with her and she's traveling with you. So it's really cool if, you can get people to kind of merge the two together and to start balancing themselves in body, mind, and spirit, then we can move forward in even a stronger way. So I'm Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. When we return, Tim will share with us some more about how breath work can improve your health and your well-being. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. I have Tim Whitley here today talking about his CD, Bliss Breath, and we're going to find out from him how it's different from other ones. But I also wanted to ask you, Tim, when I first met you and we did that first session, I remember that what you were asking, you asked me, what can you do for me? And I said, I'm not sure. Let's see. And we worked on you getting a book published. And so can you tell me, have you come through yet?
Well, absolutely. And I am so grateful for what you did for me in that first session. it really released a lot of blocks that I had on ethereal levels, psychic levels, that my physical and mental understanding about where my blocks were and the release of those earlier, I still wasn't getting what I needed to release. And so I thank you very much for that. And absolutely, Kindle number one best-selling author.
So I love it.
That really made a big difference for what you did for me.
Tell us about your Kindle book.
Well, there's quite a number of them out there right now. I've got...
I've created a monster.
You have. I've got My Soul Daughter, which is an amazing little book. It came to me while I was driving a vehicle. It literally flashed in my hands. I saw the pictures. It was amazing. It was about me and my stepdaughter, Jocelyn. And the problems that happened to her as a kid on how I was there to remind her of truth during those early years, of formidable years as a child. When we started to work on this book, me and Jocelyn, one of the greatest things that happened was we wanted an illustrator. It's a kid's book. And when I put out for an illustrator, I had 40 illustrators from around the world. And we went to a bookstore, and Jocelyn came back with two books that she liked, the illustrations. One was Robert Munch's I'll Love You Forever and Disney's Pocahontas. She was 8 at the time. It had to be Pocahontas. So we did all of the illustration, and we sent it out. We had, like I said, 40 people from around the world. We picked one, which was perfect. It was absolutely what I saw. And the gentleman, his name was Roy Geronimo, and we were like, oh, that was amazing. He did all my work. We finished. I said, Roy, I forgot to ask, what did you do before this? He said, oh, I worked for Disney Canada. I designed Pocahontas.
I love the universe.
And I just said, of course you did. And Jocelyn at the time, she said, of course you did. That's what I wanted. And so we produced that book. It went on Kindle and number one Amazon bestseller for My Soul Daughter. Another book that I wrote was called The Canadian, What to Expect When You're Canadian, because a lot of people don't quite understand. We're a little bit different than most people around the world. That became number one Amazon bestseller as well.
So give us one little excerpt from your Canada book, just for those, just to give us a flavor of the book.
Well, one of the greatest things that you can experience as a Canadian, if you ever come to Canada, is when you go into a shopping mall, Canadians turn and hold the door for you. They just don't let it slam in your face like other countries in the world. And there's a level of politeness that comes across all Canadians. And I think that's one of the most important things is our politeness.
One thing I've noticed about Canadians is that we apologize a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
And I was teaching a seminar, and I realized, my goodness, I'm literally apologizing. I tested it energetically 26 times a day on average. And so ever since then, I've been really aware of when I am apologizing, and because when we're apologizing 26 times a day, that's ridiculous. And I have a lot of people, you know, sort of tune in. How many times are you apologizing a day? And a lot of people don't realize how often. And so when someone steps on your toe, you know, you don't want to be saying, I'm sorry. So that's a Canadian thing, though. So go ahead.
It is. The next thing that you really helped me out was a book that came to me about 3 o'clock in the morning, going back almost 18 years now. I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning and I heard a voice and it said, "This is what you're here to do. Take notes." At that point, I said, "Leave me the heck alone. I'm sleeping right now. No way." It said, "No, take notes." I said, "No, sleep." So it won. I lost. I started writing and basically writing down everything that was being said to me. And this said, the soul just knows rediscovering your soul purpose. This is what you're here to do. And for the work that I've done over my lifetime, I said I've had beautiful initial stuff, initial exercises, initial workshops that were sort of an appetizer to the spiritual path. I then received really the main course of lesson. And that came through work with A Course in Miracles, transpersonal psychology, transpersonal psychology workshops based out of Clear Mind International, and some other workshops that were really geared towards that, the meat of your soul path and your lessons. But I always felt that there was something missing. It was that the dessert to really give that fine tuning at the end. And I developed my inner convergence therapy that wraps it all up, because a lot of people have done spiritual work, yet they find they're still stuck and they don't quite know where. And so the work that I do, and now putting that work into the book that has finally come out, The Soul Just Knows, Rediscovering Your Soul Purpose, Volume 1, Your Past, and that will be out in Kindle in the next, I'm hoping in this next week. And
yay!
Right now, it's just with a few editors going through just to make sure that it makes perfect sense what the heck I'm saying. as well, anyone that's listening right now, if they would like a free copy of The Soul Just Knows, Rediscovering Your Soul Purpose, Volume 1, send me an email at tim@thesouljustknows.com, and they will be notified, and I will provide them a free copy of it.
Awesome. And you've also offered to give a free Bliss Breath CD. Can you tell us about that?
Well, this is the most advanced breath work anyone has ever put out. And I've had some great feedback from people around the world that have the foremost authorities of breath work, such as Leonard Orr's worldwide coordinator, and even Stan Grof, his coordinator as well, said that this is really the most amazing thing they've ever had and the most powerful breath work in over 40 years. So what I've done is I'm giving away a copy of Bliss Breath to one of the listeners. They can go on to my Facebook page, which is Bliss Breath, and take a look, like it. There's a link there. You like it and send me a message on Facebook, and I'll be giving away a free copy of it for somebody that sends me a message on Facebook.
Cool. That's awesome. Thank you. And then are you also going to send one for our listeners here? Can we talk you into a free CD for one of the listeners if they contact me at thetruthisfunny.com and send me a message there? I will give you that information so that, it's someone that's actually been listening to the show here today.
That's it. If somebody sends a message to you, they get it.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'll provide a copy for you to give away.
Thank you, Tim. We really appreciate that. So what we're going to do is just, we have a few more minutes left. Tell us a little bit more about what to expect when you listen to this CD, because can anyone do breath work? Is this for absolutely everyone, or is this more because it's so special, do you have to have special training?
Well, that's the beauty of this. Everyone's breathing right now. Everyone. And all this is simply paying attention to your breath. And this breathwork CD can be done by anybody. All you do is you put the CD in, you lay down, Do not do it while driving. Oh, goodness, don't do that. Your vibration will go so buzzy, your hands start vibrating. No, you got to do it laying down. It works best. Lay down, have that music going. The instructions are actually included on the CD. And what happens is all you do is breathe. And over that, over the hour period, you'll be reminded to keep breathing. There is a breathing track as well on there, so you just follow that breath as it gets faster over the time. You'll feel things happen in your body. They can tingle. Sometimes people's hands tend to cramp up a little bit, and you know that's the struggle within to let go of some of the stuff. So you just keep breathing through that, and it will release. And you will, every single time you do this, it's different. Sometimes you feel pain, sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry, sometimes you experience some of the most beautiful, beautiful angelic experiences you'll ever have. And that's a benefit of this CD.
So this is like a unique experience every single time for each and every person. And because we're unique beings and we get to places in different ways, following different paths, it makes sense that every time it would be a different journey. Before we take a break, can you please give us your contact information one more time for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is www.thesouljustknows.com. The Bliss Breath CD website is based here in Vancouver, and it's www.blissbreath.ca.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim. This is Colette Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and we are going on a quick break. When we return, we will connect on the Higher Self Network, what I call the Higher Self Network, to feel instant relief as you connect to your insight. We'll do the shift of the week, the leading weakness that I'm feeling from this audience at this time. And because Tim is also a UN Method practitioner, we're going to energetically shift together. So we'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit The Truth is Funny.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to, Tim Wheatley, my guest, and I are going to tune in energetically to what's happening with the listeners here and what I call the higher self network, the way that we connect in the unified field. It's going to strengthen everybody to that connection right now. And we just want to strengthen for everybody the ability, let's strengthen the ability to breathe and to be aware of your breath. If you take a really deep breath right now and you kind of feel your spine is basically the central nervous system is like the hard drive of your, if you were considered a binary computer. And binary means that you have one of two choices. Those one of two choices are weak or strong energetically in this case. So we just want to strengthen everybody just to feel their spine and to get that central nervous system like in tune with the lungs, with the respiratory system. What's coming up also is the respiratory system, the digestive system, and the reproductive system are very intimately connected. And so we want to strengthen all three of those major systems so that they support our breathing. And so many times when people have a weakness in, you know, like with the respiratory, it's actually coming from the reproductive or the digestive. And some and what's coming up right now, there's a lot of change happening. I'm getting a lot of emails and people saying, like, there's just so much happening. It's happening so fast. And I feel like I can't keep up. And so there's a lot of overwhelm right now. So just energetically tune into that overwhelm and just strengthen everybody to be really balanced in the body and the mind and the spirit. And so that there's centered and stable and balanced so that you can be in your power. And then we want to strengthen the lungs and the respiratory system, all the components of that, being strong to the central nervous system and the central nervous system back. And what's coming up is at the base of the spine sits your physical potential. So we want to strengthen that physical potential to connect the respiratory, digestive, and being it's coming up more like being able to digest life, being able to stomach life is what's coming up. So we just strengthen everybody to be able to digest life, stomach life, and also what's coming up is absorb life. So let's just get everybody strong to that and then connect and take a deep breath. And let's just strengthen that you're strong to breathing deep. A lot of times what happens is when people are in overwhelm or they feel like they're stressed out, you know, that all that information coming in at us, let's just strengthen everybody that, you know, you could take a deep breath and it would be strong to your central nervous system. And that when you take that deep breath, that all the oxygen is going to go exactly where it needs to go. And then let's have everybody take three shallow breaths, like just short, shallow breaths, so that we want to make sure that we're strong to breathing shallow also, because a lot of times when people hold their breath, you know, or when people are upset, they hold their breath or they breathe very shallow. And so we want to be strong to that energetically, that if we're breathing shallow, that the oxygen is still going to get where it needs to go. And then we would just want to have everybody take a deep breath and hold it just for a few seconds and then let that go. And we want to be strong to holding our breath so that if we do hold our breath, it's not going to have an adverse effect on our body. And we have a breathing expert here right now. So are you picking up any weaknesses, Tim?
Yeah, I'm feeling that a lot of times people are having that resistance to being that full breath is what happens is a block has happened when you, as a kid, something has startled you or you've been yelled at and that people gasp their breath when they're scared. And that taking that deep breath, just pay conscious attention to any time as a child where you held your breath like unconsciously, something bad happened as a kid. So breathe through that. That's what I'm getting.
Okay, cool. And I'm also, as soon as you said that, let's strengthen the subconscious and the non-conscious and the conscious mind so that everybody's in total awareness. And it's also coming up that there is some issue with the solar plexus with a few people here. So just strengthen the solar plexus, and the diaphragm is coming up. So what are you picking up about the diaphragm right now?
That is just completely constricted.
Okay.
It's, again, take that deep breath, put your shoulders back, and just breathe in life.
And that's important to acknowledge, is what that when we are breathing in, we're breathing in life. And when we're breathing out, we can basically let go of what we don't want to keep. And so it's really important that we have that synchronicity in our breath. So we want to make sure that everybody's breathing in, that the inhale and the exhale are like nice and even, that you're not, you know, that there's a perfect flow to that breathing, that it's a, I'm getting the instincts and the reflexes and the intuition. We want to strengthen that for everybody. So just as a wild animal would just automatically breathe, you know, we want to make sure that we also are going to breathe. Like just it would be an automatic response that we wouldn't go into this place where negative life experiences that have accumulated from our childhood and perhaps even before our childhood. And, you know, religious experiences is coming up here right now also. And you spoke about that as a child. Many of us are taught, you know, when we're young, that, you know, there's only one way to go. So let's just strengthen everybody to be unique beings and go your own way, that you're infinite. Is there any other weaknesses that you would like to address, Tim?
The belief of bad experiences, good experiences, that either one of them, there is no bad or good. This is our soul path, this is our soul lesson. These are what we're here to work through so that we can have our soul evolve to the next stage.
Yes, and this is really, really important that we get into that place where we are not forcing ourselves to be in a place where we don't... you know, where we're going to label an experience good or bad or negative or positive. We're just going to strengthen everybody that whatever you're going through right now, let's get you strong to it. And that, you know, you're going through it, you're surviving that, so you could always survive better. So it's just strengthen that for everybody, that any change that happens would be change for the better. And that feels a lot more solid now. I just wanted to talk about... for if anyone wants to connect with me, you can go to the truthisfunny.com, and you can also go to crystallinevision.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all this social media networking. I have several upcoming events. This afternoon, I am actually switching gears again, and I'm being interviewed by Jean Swan for the Wisdom Show, which I'm really looking forward to. And that's at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, and 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And this week on May 30th, I will also be in Brampton, Ontario, for a free demo, which I provide for people, where you can come and feel the instant relief of the Ewan method for yourself and get a sense of what that feels like. And I will also on May 31st in Toronto be doing a free demo, hosting a level one seminar on the weekend there, this coming weekend. And I also wanted to let everybody know that you can find that information out on crystallinevision.com. I want to thank my guest today, Tim. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
so
very much for having me.
Oh, really? It was so much fun. You're always fun. And I want to thank all my all the listeners for tuning in. And please join me next week. By popular demand, we're going to have another UN Method practitioner on and open the phone lines so that we can shift some energy. So thank you for listening, and I look forward to connecting with all of you again soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.